Morning, everybody. Joining me in the studio, Tom Salo, who's a member of the Delaware Otsego Audubon Society. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
And you just informed me off air that today is a day ripe for hawk watching up on Franklin Mountain.
Yeah, with this cold front that just came through and north winds, today should be one of the big days of the year. I wouldn't be surprised if 300 or 400 broadwing hawks pass by the site.
Neat. And are you referring specifically to the Audubon Society property that's up Swart Hollow Road?
Right, on off Grange Hall Road.
Right
at the top of the hill on Grange Hall Road there. You got to walk up the hill about 100 yards to the site where we count hawks every day.
It's neat. I love going up there and hiking. It's a beautiful, beautiful spot. You can see most of Oneonta below. And I've never been up there when there's been, you know, all kinds of birds of prey to see.
Right. Well, I think if somebody had a few hours free today, the next 3 or 4 hours should be phenomenal. The birds get really high by mid-afternoon, and you don't see them as well.
Right.
But late morning.
Now, why are the conditions ripe? What kind of conditions do they like for flying?
Well, they generally, once a cold front moves through, the birds get anxious to move south. And
don't we all?
Yeah, and a north wind helps them move south.
Oh, I see.
So those two things are really ideal all fall. Well, you know, you'll see big pulses of birds. And right now, broadwing hawks are a species that are peaking at this moment in this part of the world. So there are sites that get thousands of them. But this far north, we are lucky if we get, you know, a couple of hundred in a day like today. I would expect, like I said, 300 or 400.
Neat. All right, that's not actually our topic of discussion, but I just thought it was something of interest. You are actually here as a hunter to talk about how lead bullets, or I should say ammunition, that hunters use is a threat to eagles and other wildlife, and how you have some things to offer people as alternatives.
Right, well, we are in the process of trying to educate hunters about better performing bullets, which are also non-toxic to people and eagles.
Win-win.
So they weren't designed to be non-toxic. They were designed to be better performing, and most hunters I know who use them are using them for their performance, not for their non-toxic qualities. They're made of pure copper or a combination of copper and zinc, a copper alloy. They have no lead in them. The problem with lead bullets is that lead's a soft metal, and when rifles, in the modern era, rifles became very powerful and very fast, the lead would fragment on impact with the target, which is no problem if you're target shooting.
Right.
But for target shooting, you know, you've got a backstop and it ends up in the ground where, you know, wildlife and people aren't exposed to it. But when somebody shoots a deer, for instance, and this is a deer hunters are really the people we're talking to today.
Right.
When they shoot a deer, that bullet hits the deer, it fragments, and x-rays and counts of the metal fragments in the gut piles deer hunters leave and in the carcasses of deer, it can leave 100 to 200 tiny pieces of lead, too small to feel with your teeth. And when a hunter shoots a deer and kills it, he leaves the internal organs in the woods.
Right.
And raptors and scavengers see this as a feast.
Oh,
you know,
sure.
Somebody laid out a meal for them. And we're talking about a couple hundred thousand deer killed in New York with rifles each year.
Right. Significant number.
Yeah. And we've had a really good recovery of the eagle population. So now in most of New York, you can now use rifles. That's a change over the last 10 or 15 years. It used to be shotguns. And shotgun slugs move slower. They don't fragment as much. So the change to rifle bullets and the large numbers of eagles means a lot more eagle exposure. And we're seeing more and more eagles exposed to lead, sick, and sometimes dying. We had a couple die in Delaware County this winter. And these things peak right after deer season. They peak right at the beginning of the winter or going into the winter when all this food for scavengers is out there on the forest floor.
Right. So easy fix, really, is just buying this other higher performing ammunition. Is the cost a big difference?
The cost is more, But if people just limit its use to hunting deer, it's not significant. I pay about $4 or $5 a year. I shoot lead ammunition for target shooting.
Right.
I don't shoot copper ammunition. If I was shooting it for target shooting, it would be prohibitively expensive. But for the $4 or $5 a year it costs me, it's insignificant. And, you know, lead is not just a problem for eagles that are very sensitive to it. It's really a problem for small children. I mean, Flint's been in the news. Lead's been in the news. And for children under six, it can do permanent neurological damage. Sometimes these things are hardly noticeable. They have to be studied at a population level.
Right.
But lead exposure is bad for wildlife. It's bad for people. For a few dollars a year, it's a comfort to know that, you know, my granddaughters aren't eating it when they eat venison at my house.
Right.
And, you know, I care about raptors a lot. I don't want to be poisoning bald eagles, golden eagles, anything.
Yeah. So really, as a safety issue for people consuming deer, venison, and for the wildlife population.
Yes, it's a good thing.
Yeah, so better use that.
There is a little bit of a problem sometimes finding this ammunition.
Do you think it'll become more readily available with this new information that's
come to light?
Well,
it is. It is. Demand is making it not more, only more available. The ammunition is made with different machinery. So there's been a slow change by the ammunition industry.
I see.
So they're making more and more of it. Now it's required for hunting in California. Because of the condors being poisoned,
right.
They've actually required the use of non-lead ammunition in California. That's not true in New York.
And, do you think it's possible that could happen here?
I don't see that as being a possibility in any time in the near future.
Right.
You know, the eagle population is healthy. I think right now most hunters aren't aware of the impacts of lead. They're not aware that they are poisoning eagles because they walk away from that gut pile and they don't see what happens afterwards.
Sure, makes sense.
But we're seeing, and wildlife rehabilitators and DEC pathology people are seeing sick and dead eagles. So that's a concern.
Right. And like you said, after so much hard work to bring the eagle population back to a healthy point, it sure would be a shame to see that all that work laid to waste through
hunting. Actually, there's probably no population threat. The eagles, you know, can probably keep up with the population, but still, we don't know how many eagles are dying. You know, we know how many are found, but when an eagle gets sick and it goes off to die, it's not going to go someplace where it's convenient for someone to find it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but when we have been trapping golden eagles during the winter and checking their blood lead levels, and through the Appalachians as part of this Golden Eagle Project, about 60% of the birds have elevated blood lead levels in the winter. I mean, more than half the birds.
Wow.
Nobody's been checking blood lead levels of bald eagles in New York, but there are similar numbers in other states where bald eagle blood lead levels are checked. They find that a large number of the birds, shortly after deer season, have elevated blood lead, and those levels drop after the winter, and they spike again right after deer season.
Sure. You can do the math pretty easily. If people want to find out more about this topic, what do you recommend?
Okay, well, I really like a website called huntingwithnonlead.org. There's no punctuation. Huntingwithnonlead is one word, .org. They have a lot of scientific papers. There's been a lot of research. You can see x-rays of gut piles. You can see x-rays of deer that have been shot with lead bullets. You can see pictures of lead and non-lead bullets and how they fragment. They shoot them into barrels of water, and the lead bullets break up into many pieces, and the non-lead bullets remain solid. So huntingwithnonlead.org.
Excellent. Tom, thanks for filling us in.
Oh, you're welcome.
ZOZ 103, your home for classic hits. And we'll be back with more coming up and a look at the weather right after this.